Blog Talk Radio. your children free. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way right now and in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim victory right now and deliver us from all the demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, incantations, totally of witchcraft paths, wicked plans of spells. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to Jesus, we thank you, amen. We claim our victory and favor through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare according to Job 22:27-28, amen, that we are victorious in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in the glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for new hope and new grace. Amen. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you for the day that even right now, you're already working out for our good. We thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Welcome everybody to the show. It is May 3rd, 2021. How good is our God? Amen. And he kept us to see you one more day. We thank God for the one more time. Hallelujah. What will you do with this time that God has given you? Amen. What would you do with this time? I said again that God has given you. What will you do with this time that God has given you? Not man, not yourself, but God. Hallelujah. Think about that today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's shout together. Say, go ahead, sister Candy Norman. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. I do want to shout today. Good evening, everyone. I just want to do a praise report. I had asked you all to pray for me last Monday with the little boy that I deal with every day at work, the one that was beating himself bloody in the face, and one that I did not want to give up on, and I was trying to hang in there, and I asked God to show me how to get to know him, to get him to trust me, to get him to communicate with me. That was on that Monday night. Do you know that Tuesday, he started acting out just a little bit at that morning. And so I said to him, I said, Lewis, why are you acting bad this morning? You just got on the bus. I said, did you sleep bad? Did you have a bad night? And he looked at me, and then he smiled. So I kept talking to him, and you know, that was the key. I have been talking to this boy ever since. Do you know I have not had not one smidget of problems out of him since.
Amen.
And all I did was talk to him. I have to talk to him for a whole hour going and a whole hour coming back, but if that's what it takes for him not to beat himself in the face and you know, and act out where he's kicking and screaming and hollering for a whole hour, I just talk to him, and I tell him about my grandkids, tell him all kind of little stuff, you know, and I ask him how was his day, and did he play with the kids, and, you know, just talk to him, and he don't act out anymore. He don't act out anymore. I have no problems with him since, and I want to thank you all for prayer and let you know prayer works.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for the testimony. Amen. We know that God is able. Sometimes people just need someone they can talk to, someone that will listen, because many have already counted them out. Amen. So we thank God that he sends people like you, like me and others, to bring that word, to be able to comfort those, amen, right where they are. Amen. And we just thank you, Father God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. We thank you, oh God, that you're moving mighty and strong in the life of your daughter, Connie, right now, and in the life of her children and grandchildren and all that she's concerned about. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Let peace be still, oh God. May a day be filled with your continuous peace, Father God, and we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Sister Dylan. Mama, go ahead, come up. Go ahead and shout us. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank
you for waking up
this morning and give me a brand new grace and mercy. In
spite
of all that goes on with me, I just thank you. I thank you for my kids. Nothing happened
Lord.
To them. We're all safe and sound.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for the roof over my head, clothes on my back,
okay.
shoes on my feet, my finances. I just thank you, Lord. Most of all, I thank you for breathing through my lungs so I'm able to talk to you at the end of the day. And I just thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen, amen.
I love you, love you, love you.
Hallelujah. Please
don't do it without me and you, and you, and you. All of y'all.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus. Sounds like you got somebody else on the line with you.
I do. I got Becky on here with me.
Go ahead, Becky. Go ahead and shout and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, I thank God. I'm praying. I'm praying. Taking this care of. I'm praying for me every day. And I want to say, I finally got into getting into MDMs for my counsel. And I'm blessed and blessed and blessed. And thank the Lord for watching over me.
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Glory to God. It is not your cancer. We send it back to the center. It don't belong to you. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. And don't take all that your man is giving you. That's the work of the devil. God does not. God blesses us. God has made us to be perfect. Amen. Not for us to be sick. Sickness does not come from God. So we send that cancer to the center. We declare and say, you got the wrong red test. You got the wrong person. We command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and ground. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we watch you through and through, Becky, right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to see it. God's faith right now. We come talking in the grip. But the Bible says that there are two or more gathered in his name. Talking in the grip. There he is in the midst. Whatever we ask in Jesus' name. We got to believe it so that we can receive it. And I want you to know today that you're already victorious. You already defeated cancer. Cancer is no more a problem for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
I want you to stand in place of believing and trusting God that he's a miracle working God. He still works miracles today. Amen. And we just pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We're asking God grateful today for the Lord. That you would have finally intervened concerning your daughter, Bethany, and turn that thing around for a good. Amen. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you put your people there right now, Father God. And then, hallelujah. And ignite the resurrection power that's working on the inside, oh God. And Lord, if you have any person believing today, Lord, I ask that you help them with an unbeliever to receive the miracles of healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare that you shall live and not die.
and declare the works of the Lord our God. Yeah. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And we pray with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things myself. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all.
Yeah.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God keep you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the feedback. You said you just got to believe and you got to speak over yourself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Speak over yourself.
Amen.
It's all right. Because after all this is said and done, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the Bible said it is done because Jesus came. He did it all on the cross. You got to know today. Everybody is listening in today, it is already done. Don't worry yourself. Worry don't bring nothing but more other problems. My God,
right.
We just want to say thank you. God bless you, Sister Becky. We thank God for you all today. May God continue. We thank God for the testimony that's being birthed right now. We look forward to hearing what God has done, God is doing, God has done, and what God is about to do for you. So we look to hear from you soon for the turnaround how God is getting for your life. Stay right there.
Yeah.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Sister Dylan's singing back here on today. Hallelujah. Lord God, we bless your name. As my mama said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord God, without your daughter Becky. Lord, remember her on today. As the Bible said in Genesis, like, God remember Lot because of Abraham. Hallelujah. Father, on today, I ask, remember Becky, oh God, because you remember me, Lord God, that you see about Becky, and you bring her out, oh God. The best that the enemy is trying to plague her life with right now, oh God. As I said, in the gap, oh God, for your child in the name of Jesus Christ. And now the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And we stand on the word of God. These are the promises of God. This is the living word of God. Amen. God bless, God bless, God keep. Hallelujah. God protect all. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Del Rico Jones, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning and starting me on my way. And when this day gone, I won't see it no more. I thank the Lord for letting my grandson and my son have another birthday. My son was 39 and my grandson was 17. I thank the Lord he'll be walking down that aisle graduating in a couple more weeks. And I thank the Lord
Jesus.
That he goes further in school, Father. And I want you all to pray for him that them boys will do the right thing and stay close to God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We come into agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Yes. Come on, man. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, cousin. But put the devil and stop. Give God our praise. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for one more time. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I just love to hear Sister Connie's testimony. I worked for the school system 23 years. In my last 5 years, I worked with the special kids. And I had an artistic little girl, but I had her doing things that her mom couldn't even get her to do. So you just keep praying for him, and you keep praying for yourself, and God will direct you. And just have those kids so close to you and just doing things that they don't ordinarily do. So God keep you and God bless you for that patience, that love, that compassion for those special, special children. So I have a special shout out. I take my mom back to Alexandria tomorrow to my Auntie Jane's house, and we spend the night and we'll go to the doctor on Wednesday, and hopefully they will find something to give her for this stomach, and she will be out of pain.
Yes.
So all is well. To God be the glory. Thank
you,
Lord.
To God be the glory. We're trusting God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we love you. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We're praying with you and praying for you daily. Amen. We lift you up in your family and all that you're concerned about in love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you even right now, Father God, as we pray and come together, you understand that you would just wrap your arms around her, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, over your daughter and around her right now, God, let her be comforted, the comfort of you all, the Lord, and we just want to say thank you, and we love you, Heavenly Father. Our Father, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so grateful today. Amen. We got Sister Sharon on the line. Go ahead, Sister Sharon, and shout. Give God our praise. Glory and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm on to shout for Jesus, because Jesus is good, and I'm going to shout, shout, shout. And I'm praying for healing, because all I've been hearing on the phone, nothing but healing. And I know God is a healer, and all we have to do is just trust in him. I'm going to shout, 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 shout for healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Sharon. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes. I was just thanking God through the day because it kept you so many reasons to shout. The fact that God kept you and you are blessed. Hallelujah. Ooh, shout out. Come on now, church. We thank God again today on the shout. I'm your host, Prophet Asisha, and tell man anybody didn't say it in the beginning. I get so excited. You all get besides myself. I'm just so thankful. Amen. I was in the store today, and we're going to get right into our word for today. And I was in Family Dollar. I stopped, and I was trying to get on home to get to the shop. And there was I come to the grocery, I come to the thing gone. She said, I said, are y'all going to keep stopping me every time I come in? She said, yeah, I don't know what it is. I said, it's the Holy Ghost power that's working on the inside. But every time I come in, hallelujah, I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. And God had gave me, allowed me an opportunity to minister to many women that was right there on the front. They said, she is the real thing. One of the ladies said, I'm telling you, she's the real thing. And she said that it was an older lady sitting in a chair. And she said, she really needs prayer. I said, we all need prayer. We all need work. I don't care how you may be cleaned up on the outside, but on the inside, it's so up, and we all need prayer. And so the older lady, she asked me to pray for her. She said, I need you to come to my house. I said, I'm sure we'll be coming to your house. So you all don't hesitate to invite us to your home to come in, because that's what Jesus did. They went to the home, to minister in the home, because we are the church, amen. So they went from house to house, amen. So we are the gospel public ministry. So we move around from house to house, amen. And so God said, I want to be in this building or that building, but we're called to go out, to go eat therefore, amen, and bring the word of God to God's people, to encourage them, to pour into them great and mighty. So I'm just excited about the opportunity to be even invited to anyone's home during this time or whatever, just doing what God has called me to do. But you can tell that the woman really needed that word. A lot of times people are not hungry for the food for the body, they're hungry for spiritual food. And sometimes you just pray on them. It ain't got to be a long prayer, but just encourage them with the word of God and just tell them that Jesus loves you and Jesus and God cares right where you are. So God had a message for one woman that was in the store. And I said, God is calling you to lead, and see, you're getting in your own ways, and see, God wants to do something in you. And she said, I know my daddy was a pastor for 30-some years, and I know I want to do my own thing. And I said, God, I want to use your mouth, because she uses it for so many worldly things. And she said, I know I need to get out the world. And I said, but God still loves you right where you are. See, God wants to love on people, love them out of there, love them from that place of darkness, love them from that place of condemnation, love them from that place of guilt and shame, to love them out of that place, not to condemn them, not to beat them down. We're going to lift each other up, amen? So if you're looking down, make sure you're looking down to lift someone up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What I want to talk about today before we wrap up here on the shout, amen, I know I speak fast, you all, but you can go back and listen to it again. That's the beauty of this platform. Everything is archived, amen? I want to talk about creating fertile soil to receive your miracle. The question is, do you need a miracle for yourself or someone you love? See, most of us have at least one area in our lives, or those are our friends and family members for which we are praying, desperate to see a change. But is there anything we can do to help facilitate a miracle? That's the question. See, I believe the answer is yes. And I believe we find it as we look at Mary's response to the miracle of Jesus. When the angel Gabriel appeared before Mary, he said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. According to the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 28. So when she saw him, she was troubled by his words and considered in her mind what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen, you will conceive in your womb a bear and bear a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Daenerys said to the angel, how can this be since I don't know a man? The angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One who will be born will be called the Son of God. Listen, your cousin Elizabeth also has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was declared barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Mary said, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be unto me according to your word. Then the angel departed from Mary, according to the scripture, Luke chapter 1, verse 28 through 38, you all. So what happened in that encounter reveals to us how we can create the fullest soil for our own miracle. First, God wants to bless us and extend his grace to us. Miracles are an extension of God's love. I believe miracles are everywhere around us, no matter what the season, but we often miss the miraculous because we are focused on the mundane. See, we see with natural eyes and miss the supernatural. When Jesus was born, the shepherds and wise men looked beyond the stable and saw a king. See, how many of us miss the miracle because of the surroundings in which it came? See, we have to remember that God takes delight in doing things his own way. He often delivers gifts and answers to prayer and packages we don't expect. See, how many times is this repeated in the Bible as God brings an answer to the prayers of his people through life of Moses, Esther, David, and Gideon, to the name just a few of the unlikely packages God chooses. Amen. See, we need to remember God rarely delivers a miracle the way we expect it. See, we need to pray. We will have eyes to see and ears to hear so we can truly discern what is before us. Amen. And second, he says, don't be afraid. Our natural inclination, you all, whether we are in need of a miracle or whether we are receiving our miracle, is that we allow fear to battle against faith. See, will the miracle take place is the question. Did I really hear the Lord speak to me? Is his word true? What if I'm wrong? What if my miracle doesn't come? See, these thoughts bombard our minds as doubt comes to extinguish our faith and the hope that God can and will do what he says. But just as in the days when the angel Gabriel visited Mary to encourage her heart, so we must encourage ourselves in the Lord with the words of, do not fear. For the Lord cast out all fear. Amen. See, when our trust is truly established in his perfect love for us, fear cannot take root. Amen. And three, he wants to reveal his plan to you. See, the angel revealed to Mary his plan and purpose. Mary didn't get the whole picture that day, but she received a glimpse of what God was going to do and the price he was paying. See, rather does he show us everything at the beginning of the process. Our finished minds cannot process everything if we knew it from the start. See, Mary couldn't even grasp what the angel revealed to her in that encounter. And yet we see in this picture that God doesn't leave us in the dark. He asks us to let us know he is there, and he is the one orchestrating the process by letting us know what his plans are for us. Before the Lord will confirm his word. See, it is so easy for doubt to creep in and cause us to doubt our miracle. And even as we choose to believe, the truth is when circumstances in the natural don't seem to immediately confirm a miracle has taken place. See, it's easy for an erosion of faith to occur. See, that's what God is. His grace provides confirmation to encourage our hearts to hold fast. See, no matter the angel told us that her cousin Elizabeth, who had a history of barrenness, had conceived and was weak month into the pregnancy. See, God's goodness is revealed so clearly. Here, when we see that, not only did he answer the heart cry of Elizabeth and Zechariah for a son, but in answering their prayer, he simultaneously provided a safe way for Mary to go and someone in whom she confides. Regarding the strange occurrence taking place within her, see, women need someone to talk to us and process what we don't have. But who or others would have believed Mary's wild story? Probably no one except Elizabeth, who had an equally wild story that also included an announcement by an angel. Will you believe today? Will you believe? Are we willing to receive? And I wrap up here. Our willingness to receive our miracles is an important factor in the process. Mary immediately believed the word of the Lord. Zechariah did not. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Will you believe today? Will you believe in the miracle that God is about to do in your life? No matter what the situation looks like, know that God is able. What is the miracle you need today? This is a season of miracles for those who will take the word, hide it in their hearts. Let his word wash over you today and find the fertile seed, the fertile soil of a heart expecting to receive. Expecting to receive. You got to decree and declare over yourself that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and receive it. God bless you. God keep you out. It is my prayer that God will continue to increase our faith to receive. We are blessed with faith, you all. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Let us decree and declare over our life as we wrap up here. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we have faith in God, and therefore when we speak to obstacles in our life, they are moved. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name, we rejoice and give thanks because faith is in us and is bearing much fruit right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We step out in bold faith with confidence, knowing that nothing is impossible for God. As we walk in faith, we experience the things that we have hoped for and the manifestation of what we believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name, because we believe God answers us even before the words are out of our lips. Amen. God takes pleasure in us because we are faithful and we please him. Through faith, we call those things that are not as though they are. By faith, we call God's purposes into a being. Amen. All things are possible to us in Christ because we believe. Amen. We commit all our ways to God and take up, and we trust in him with everything. Amen. We take up the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart of the enemy that comes against us and our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here on the show, every guest, everyone that is tuned in and called in on today. May God continue to bless you, keep you. May you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all things will be added unto you. Don't worry. Come out of that place of worry and step in the place of faith and let God work the miracle in your life. And I thank God for everyone. Join us tonight, if you're available. We are in prayer for 31 days in the month of May at midnight. Every night at midnight, we are on the line at 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510. We decree and declare it's harvest time. It's people reap the harvest of God, God's goodness, God's blessing, God's favor, God's provision, whatever you're needing God for. We're decreeing and declaring it right now. It is a time to pluck up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended you for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we're saved, that we're blessed, that we're here. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. And I thank God for you once again. We love you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
one time.
Get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.